Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel is experiencing mild autumn weather. In Tel Aviv, skies are clear with a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem enjoys warm sunshine. Haifa and Eilut are seeing similar pleasant conditions, perfect for being outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran threatens Israel and rejects a U.S. ceasefire proposal, according to the Times of Israel, from 3 hours ago. The U.S. continues its 13th night of strikes on Iranian military targets. Iran retaliates in Bahrain and claims attacks in Jordan. Also, Walla reports from earlier this hour on tensions between Washington and Iran. The U.S. may be moving away from seeking an agreement, focusing instead on economic pressure. Also this hour, an investigation into an uncoordinated tour reveals an officer's actions prevented a greater disaster, Israel Hayom notes from 22 minutes ago. The IDF has seen an increase in terrorist activity in Judea and Samaria. Separately, I-24 News reports from 4 hours ago, a shooting in the West Bank leaves 4 Palestinians and 1 Israeli dead. 6 more are wounded after hikers encounter Palestinians near the village of Tel. And finally, from Forward earlier today, the U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal raises concerns for Israel. The decision grants Saudi Arabia a civilian nuclear pathway, highlighting challenges for Israel. Here's what people are saying online. I24NEWS English, a prominent Israeli news source, posted just 16 minutes ago that the IDF has suspended troop leave. They're deploying reinforcements for a large-scale West Bank operation following a deadly attack. Ynet Global shared a video 29 minutes ago. It shows a Palestinian snatching an Israeli's rifle before a deadly West Bank attack, escalating tensions in the area. Doron Kadosh, an Israeli journalist, reported 32 minutes ago on an IDF investigation. It reveals that an uncoordinated Israeli tour in the area of Tel led to violent confrontations with Palestinians. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tensions involving Iran, the Times of Israel reports that Iran has rejected a U.S. ceasefire proposal. The U.S. continues its airstrikes against Iranian military targets for a 13th consecutive night. Iran's retaliatory actions in Bahrain and alleged attacks in Jordan suggest rising regional tensions. This escalation could further complicate diplomatic efforts in the Middle East. Turning to the investigation into the recent attack at Gilad Farm, Israel Hayom highlights an IDF officer's role in preventing a larger disaster. The report reveals the IDF's growing concerns about terrorism in Judea and Samaria, much of which is attributed to Iranian influence. The increase in terrorist activity is a significant challenge for Israeli security forces. Meanwhile, the recent West Bank shooting, as reported by I-24 News, has resulted in multiple casualties. The incident began when Israeli hikers unexpectedly encountered Palestinians, leading to violence. The aftermath has heightened security concerns in the region, calling for immediate responses from both sides. On the economic front, first, Walla Business discusses the ongoing debate over business closures on Tisha B'Av. Unlike Holocaust and Memorial Days, local municipalities decide commercial activities on this day. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports on significant layoffs in the high-tech sector. Monday.com, in response to the AI revolution, has cut 620 employees, impacting its global operations. And finally, CTech elaborates on Monday.com's restructuring. The company is shifting from traditional management to AI-driven strategies, affecting 20% of its workforce. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.